Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week.
This week's Destination East County includes a Wings of Freedom Vintage Air Show, Earth Day activities, Lakeside's Western Days Parade, a Beethoven to Broadway concert, a Spring Garden Festival, and an artist's reception.
Plus, we'll have previews of coming attractions, including an Arbor Day celebration, the launch of El Cajon's Dinner and a Concert series, a hike on the El Monte Flume Trail, the Coyote Music Festivals, and more.
So stay tuned for all of these events and more. You're invited to view or take a flight aboard vintage World War II aircraft at the Ramona Airport this Saturday as part of the Collings Foundation's Wings of Freedom Tour. The display will include a Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress, one of only eight left at the United States in flying condition, and the B-24J and full dual-control Mustang Fighter, the only remaining example of these type of planes in the world, among other restored vintage airplanes. The Collings Foundation, a nonprofit educational group, encourages veterans and their families to attend and share their experiences and stories with the public. For tickets and a full schedule of events, you can visit collingsfoundation.org. And for flight reservations, you can call 800-568-8924.
An Earth Day community mural project is being launched in Santee at the Walker Preserve this weekend. Volunteers are needed to help paint a series of six murals at the Magnolia Avenue underpass along the San Diego River starting Friday, April 22nd through Monday, April 25th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. All ages are welcome to participate, but those under 14 must be accompanied by an adult. Artists and experienced painters are highly desired. To join in, you can meet at the Walker Preserve entrance at 9500 Magnolia Avenue in Santee, or visit the City of Santee's website events section for details.
The Spring Garden Festival at Cuyamaca College, now in its 23rd year, is a family-friendly community celebration of spring and a greener future that attracts over 3,000 visitors each year. This year's festival, set for 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, April 23rd, features fun programs, exhibitors, and demonstrations to help you become a better gardener and learn how to conserve our precious resources. Some festival highlights include the Cuyamaca College Ornamental Horticulture Department holding its biggest plant sale of the year. Faculty and students from the Horticultural Department will be presenting information on a wide variety of topics and answering questions. Plus, there will be children's activities and exhibits, information on garden clubs, and prize drawings. For more information, you can visit cuyamaca.edu.
Lakeside's Western Days Parade will roll out on Saturday, April 23rd at 9:35 a.m. down Main Street in downtown Lakeside. Now in its 51st year, this year's parade, hosted by the Lakeside Chamber of Commerce, will feature the theme America Strong, Lakeside Strong. The parade features equestrians, floats, marching bands, and more.
The East County Festival Chorus and Orchestra's spring concert on April 24th will feature works ranging from Beethoven to Broadway. The concert will be held at the College Avenue Baptist Church in San Diego. For tickets and more information, you can visit sandiegofestivalchorus.org.
The Mission Trails Regional Park Foundation presents an exhibition featuring an award-winning plein air artist, Marilyn Hallin, on display from April 23rd through May 20th at the Mission Trails Regional Park Visitor Center. A reception honoring the artist will be held on Sunday, April 24th from 1 to 4 p.m., and the public is invited. For details, you can visit mtrp.org.
The Danny Green Trio, a critically acclaimed traditional and modern jazz group, will perform on April 28th at the Cuyamaca College Performing Arts Center in Rancho San Diego at 7:30 p.m. The trio has won a San Diego Music Award for Best Jazz Album. The performance is all part of the spring concert series at Cuyamaca College. For tickets, you can visit cuyamacacollege.edu. Now for a preview of coming attractions.
The City of El Cajon invites the public to an Arbor Day celebration on Saturday, April 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillside Park. The city will be giving away free tree seedlings and light refreshments as they commemorate the city's 18th year of receiving the Tree City USA Award.
Dinner and a concert opening night at the Prescott Promenade in downtown El Cajon kicks off on Friday, May 6th, with Clay Colton playing country rock. You can enjoy music and dancing every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m., starting May 6th through October 7th. Bring a picnic, or you can have dinner at one of the many restaurants in downtown El Cajon. For a complete lineup of concerts, you can go to downtownelcajon.com.
The Coyote Music Festival returns to Cuyamaca College on Saturday, May 7th, starting at 12 noon at Cuyamaca College on the Grand Lawn. Now in its eighth year, the entirely student-run festival provides the community with an afternoon of live outdoor music. The festival also culminates a semester worth of work for students studying music, technology, recording, and business. For details on this event, visit cuyamaca.edu.
Quirky and fun, Hakuba Hot Springs Community-Wide Yard Sale takes place on Saturday, May 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Old Highway 80 and Railroad Station. Besides shopping for yard sale finds and perusing those handmade arts and crafts items, you can also take a ride in a flying saucer for a unique photo opportunity or tour the Chinese castle where rumors swirl about its infamous past. Was the castle a gift from a sea captain to his bride? Did a murder really once occur there? Is there a smuggler's tunnel to Mexico? You can find out, fact versus fiction, on this tour on May 7th.
On Saturday, May 7th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., hikers will discover the historical flume that was built in the late 1800s to bring water from the Cuyamaca Mountains to the city of San Diego. Hikers will learn about the fauna and flora of Blossom Valley Hill, view a tunnel that was built in the late 1800s, and enjoy the gorgeous views of El Monte Valley. This hike begins with a strenuous quarter of a mile uphill switchback section before hitting the historical flume trail. The remaining trail is easy to moderate. Meet the ranger at the staging area parking lot across the street from the main park. Wear appropriate hiking shoes, sun protection, and bring water. Inclement weather will cancel this event. That's all for this week. You can find details on all of these events and more in our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.